This will be a guide to the Fire Realm, which is located on the island of Archaeus. The first thing that you'll notice upon entering the Fire Realm is that there are many more wandering aggressive mobs than its counterpart, the Ice Realm. You'll want to bring some decent spell or fire saving gear with you for nearly all parts of this area. You'll also want to bring a few spells with you. The spells I suggest bringing are Infravision, Fly, Detect Invisibility, and of course Ice Shield to boost that fire save. The Fire Realm consists of three distinct levels. On the first level of the Fire Realm, there are a few things of note. The Ice Paladin, who wanders the eastern portion of the first level, is the most notable. He loads the Longsword of Ice, a decent ice slash weapon, and an icy breastplate, which is capable of removing chill touch from you. The Ice Paladin is aggressive to evil characters and has intrinsic sanctuary. He will probably deal greater than average damage to you, since you won't be expecting ice attacks in a fiery place. He also casts a spell on you, making him a difficult opponent. Add in the fact that wandering monsters will assist him, and you've got a fight on your hands. I suggest blasting him if you can. Fireweb or ball lightning should work. Or you can try hitting him. He doesn't regenerate too fast, so either way, you'll end up killing him eventually. The next thing of note is the Hellhound in the southwest portion of this level. This hound loads an about-body piece that has fire saves on it. Very useful to wear for the rest of this trip if you didn't already have good saves. And the last, and most dangerous thing on the first level here, is the Salamander Pit. The salamanders in the northeast portion of the level are all aggressive. They dispel you and hit decently hard, as well as breathing fire. There are quite a few of them, so going into this unprepared will lead to almost certain death, and going into it at all is risky. The salamanders guard one of the three sets of stairs leading down to level 2, so I prefer to just take one of the other two sets of stairs rather than deal with them. The other two sets can be found on the far east and far west sides of the level. The second level of the Fire Realm appears to be designed to confuse you. There's not really anything interesting in this level, and the level loops round back to itself, so if you're walking east to west, you can feel like you're walking forever and not get anywhere. It also has a few loopback rooms near the center of the level. In addition, the room they're all looping back to has an effect where if you stand in it too long, it will cause confusion on your character. Somewhere on the ground on this level, you'll find a horned helm, which is decent headwear for a mid-level character. Grab it and continue your trip downward. There are only two sets of stairs leading down, one just south of the confusion room and one a bit west of that. Regardless of which set of stairs you take, you'll end up in the thankfully easy to navigate third level of the Fire Realm. There are three truly notable things on the third level of the Fire Realm. The first of these things is the Chimera Ryesuri. He loads a decent hitter piece for the head, but he breathes fire and acid, so be ready with some breath saves if you plan on fighting him. In the northern portion of this level is a square area, with rooms to the east, west, and north branching off from the square. In the center of the square, accessible from the northern edge of the square, is a room with frost giants in it. This room is safe to regenerate and sleep in. Various aggressive monsters wander this area, including the Fire Rift, which is invisible and quite painful. I find it easier to avoid these mobs than it is to fight them. In the room off the eastern edge of the square are two elementals, and the Tome of Chain Lightning if it is loaded. The fire elemental in this room is probably cake to kill, since it's likely you're running around in fire-saving gear anyway. He spams fireweb at you, so laugh at him as you take no damage and blast or hit him to death at your leisure. The second elemental in this room is another story. It is a lightning elemental. If you have a decent zap save set, he's not exactly painful, but he is immune to all skills, so you can't backstab him or trip him or anything nifty like that. If you're hitting, you should be just fine with attacking him and berserking. If you're a mage, you'll be unfazed by his resistance to skills and kill him anyway. Once both the elementals are dead, The Tome of Chain Lightning is yours. In the room off the western edge of the square are another two elementals and the Tome of Ice Imprisonment. This fight is significantly more difficult than the previous fight with the other two elementals. The first elemental is another fire elemental, same deal as the other room. He's easy to kill. The second elemental in the room is the toughest elemental of the four. This ice elemental will cast Ice Bolt, Cone of Cold, and Ice Imprison on you. Remember that Ice Imprison ignores cold saves, so focus on spell saving or magic resistance for this fight. He's immune to skills, just like the other elemental, so no tripping him or anything that would prevent him from icing you. Careful of the Cone of Cold spell if you happen to have any size gear on, as he casts all his spells at a pretty high level, so it can be pretty painful. Fireweb or Dispel him, if you're a caster type, or just hit him, either works. Once he's dead, the Ice Imprison Tome is yours. Note, if the elemental manages to Ice Imprison you, either have someone summon you and dispel it, or wait for it to go away. Once the ice melts and you are free, he will remember you and immediately try to ice you again. So beat feet east to get away from him, and regenerate in the Frost Giant room for another try. I've had him ice me twice in a row with no chance to escape, so be wary of that. Once you're done playing with the elementals, you're done with the area. Time to go high-five your friends and sell some tomes.